Welcome from God's Acre to our Monday morning message, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
Welcome to our Monday morning message. As we continue on a journey together, trying to apply Jesus' Sermon on the Mount to our daily living. And the idea is simple. If we want a more connected and committed relationship with Jesus, we might actually want to try to practice what he preached. So we look at the second verse of this famous sermon, chapter 5 of the Gospel of Matthew, verse 2. But I also want to pair that with the two final verses of this sermon at the end of chapter 7. We read, "Then Jesus began to speak, and he taught them." And then at the very end of the message, it says, "Now when Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as their scribes." Now, of all the many titles and roles that Jesus took on during his earthly ministry, healer, savior, son of God, all of that, none was more important to Jesus than the role of rabbi, and that's important. His role of teacher was central. Jesus understood his purpose primarily to be someone who would teach people how to live in right relationship with God and how to live in right relationship with other people. And scripture attests that Jesus did so with authority, like the teachers perhaps that we have found to be compelling in our lives. In fact, as you're trying to come up with an image of Jesus, if you think of some of those characteristics that some of the finest teachers you have ever had possessed, you know, maybe they had humor, or maybe they were so energized by what they taught, or they just had a compelling way of speaking that you were drawn in. It's very likely that Jesus had those qualities as well. He drew thousands of people to him, so he must have been an exceptional teacher. So, one of the first questions those of us who decide to be Christians need to ask and answer for ourselves, and frankly, ask and answer for Jesus, is, do I want to be a student? Am I willing to learn? Will I take instruction? Am I willing to have my mind and my heart and my spirit challenged and maybe even changed? You know, honestly, on our best days, we want our answer to that question to be a resounding yes. However, and you know this as I do, more often than not, our actions, our assumptions, our biases express a different intention entirely. I mean, honestly, many of us think we know best. We don't like to be told what to do, particularly if we don't like the command. And honestly, we prefer to instruct others based on our own opinions rather than to take direction ourselves. However, to follow Jesus the teacher, we need to be honest with ourselves and with the Lord. Are we teachable? Or put another way, are we coachable? Are we willing to learn or relearn how to live? Now, if the answer is yes, then the truth is Jesus has all he needs to begin to work with us and work on us. Now, if the answer is something other than yes, we may not be ready. We may just not be ready for a deeper commitment with the Lord, or we might not allow Jesus the kind of access to us he needs and desires. See, being Christian means trying to be honest as we can be with ourselves and the Lord. Being Christian means possessing a willingness to learn. Being Christian means following Jesus' instructions, whether or not we fully understand them, believe them, or initially trust them. So the question I hope you will roll around in your heart and mind today is simply this. Are you teachable? Are you the kind of person who's teachable? And in terms of practice, what I want to suggest is that in addition to this devotional that you're listening to, I want you to commit to reading one psalm, just one psalm, or one gospel story every morning before beginning the activity of your day. Just get up a little bit earlier, and it doesn't matter. You can even read just a section of a psalm, or just a little bit, and you'll see that scriptures are marked off by paragraphs, which are called pericopes. So in the psalms, you can take a verse or a little paragraph or pericope, or the whole psalm itself. Or just go through the gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and read one story a day. You know, and pray after reading that Jesus will work in your life to cultivate within you a receptive mind, heart, and spirit, that Jesus will help you to become teachable, coachable. Let's pray. Lord God, each and every one of us on our best days dearly want to study with you. We want your words and your ways to redesign our life and our living. We do, Lord God. We do want to be coachable and teachable, and we want to be open to change. And yet, we know that we both deliberately and at times inadvertently resist that instruction, your instruction. We live so much of our life as if we know best, when deep down, we know we have so very much to learn. Lord God, we ask that you would cultivate in us an inquisitive mind, an open heart, and a receptive spirit. We so dearly desire to learn from your words and live by your ways. In your name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and the ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.